The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, man. This one was interesting to me because the end of season awards, and just like college football, it's always open for discussion about what people were thinking about in that space. But it comes to it, it has to be considered. So All-Pro, which is different than the Pro Bowl, All-Pro, and the All-Pro team was announced today, and Jay Foreman.
Yeah.
Somebody was missing from the first and second team. We'll go by position. We'll start at a position of faces that people recognize and know. First team quarterback, nobody's surprised, is Patrick Mahomes. It's Mahomes.
Yeah.
Second team, where's Josh Allen?
I don't know.
They picked Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts.
Oh, I can see that. He's the new it guy. But
do you agree with it, sir?
No. No. No, not at all.
Running back.
Let me hear him.
Josh Jacobs is the first team running back.
I agree with that.
Second team running back. Nick Chubb. Derrick Henry was left.
Nick Chubb, yeah.
Okay.
But Derrick Henry had been hurt, and he had one game where he got really shut down here recently.
First team receivers, Justin Jefferson, Cheetah, Devontae Adams.
Justin Jefferson, Cheetah, Devontae Adams.
Second team receivers, A.J. Brown, Stephon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb.
I like those. I think that's pretty, you know, Tyreek Hill had a couple of huge games and had some game winners. And remember at the beginning of the year, he had, you know, Tua had six TDs. So I'm firm with that.
I'm constantly amazed. Trent Williams seems to be the universal pick for the greatest silverback in the league. And once again, they picked him as the best left tackle in football. Your thoughts?
Oh, it's not a doubt. Without a doubt.
Right?
Like, yeah, without a doubt.
Andrew Thomas from the Giants was second team.
He's had a really good year. People don't, you know, obviously give him credit because the Giants have been a joke up until this year. But, yeah, he's pretty good.
Kittle and Kelsey, Kelsey is the first team Kittle, second team tight ends. Anybody else belong in that conversation?
I would usually say Mark Andrews, but he's been, you know, fighting the injury bug a little bit. Kelsey for sure. Kittle, I think, is getting it maybe on namesake now, you know, just because he's been hurt a lot this year, and he. Mm-hmm. But you know what he did? He came on late. He had the game where he had He had one touchdown going in, and I think the last three games of the year he had five. So
getting it going late. Yeah. Well, look.
But nobody,
really good coaching.
But none of the other guys really got off. Like Waller was hurt. Gesicki really didn't get off like he should have. You know who really I would have maybe probably put in there with Kittle is Ingram from Jacksonville. He's on a 1 year deal, and he stat for stat I'd put him Evan Ingram. He's been really good.
Always fascinating.
And he took Jacksonville or part of Jacksonville's turnaround to get him in the playoffs.
I always look for young quarterbacks. For young quarterbacks, especially Brock Purdy. To go to your veteran, the easiest way to make a quarterback, a young quarterback competent, is to have a high-level, elite tight end that he can make easy throws to bail him out of situations. And these tight ends, like, that's a thing that matters. It's a thing that matters. It makes an elite quarterback higher at a higher level. But for young quarterbacks that need the bailout, they need that thing to lean on, that's the space to do it. Jay, it's the Fighting Foremans. You need three linebackers. Who would you have chosen?
Well, they have
Warner.
They have Fred Warner. I would have got him. Mm-hmm. They have Raekwon Smith, who I think had a really good year, and then Matt Milano from Buffalo. I don't know if I would have had him, even though he's a Buffalo guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he's definitely worthy of being maybe like second team All Pro. Mm-hmm. I would have probably had, look at the second team guys. No, the guy that I usually would have picked would be Bobby Wagner, but I would have picked this year. I would have picked DeMario Davis. He has been just as good as everybody else that we previously mentioned, but he's been down in New Orleans and kind of been passed over. But when you talk about an All-Pro and been playing at an All-Pro level this year, he's made some really good plays this year. So I would have just flipped those two. But I think the All-Pros have been good. C.J. Mosley had a kind of resurrected his career. Really good out of Baltimore. Not so good first year with the Jets. Chose to sit out with COVID when he had the choice. And really bounce back this year. So I like them all, the linebackers. But I would have flipped DeMario Davis up to the top. But I think Milano has made some big, huge plays. And obviously with that team of Buffalo being, one of the best, I think he's, benefit off it. But I wouldn't think twice or, not having it. But I will tell you this. I would – the guy that I would take over DeMario and Milano is Michael Parsons.
Well, they have him
as
an edge.
Okay, well, then I guess that's fine. But
they have him as an edge, which is the next group. Nick Bosa and Michael Parsons. Now, in a year, there are going to be some years where it's both Bosas.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be both Bosas. Like, that's just how that's going to be. But Parsons in this space with Bosa.
Yeah, see, I view him as a linebacker, but I'm fine with him there. I like the interior with Chris Jones and Quinnen Williams. I think Quinnen Williams –
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The All-Pro that I saw Dexter Lawrence as like a nose tackle. Like they had a special position for him, which I thought was odd. But maybe it was just, his second team or they didn't get it off. But I like those guys, my edges or whatever, those four, that would be a great defensive line for me. And
I want to say, you playing linebacker behind Dexter Lawrence, Jeff Simmons, yeah, what do they do for you? Why are they the
well, Dexter the Lawrence is going to eat up two blocks. Oh. Simmons is going to dominate any type of guard one-on-one play, and he's an offensive destroyer. They both give you pass rush as the first team guys with Chris Jones and Quinnen Williams. So they're easy to play behind. Those guys, all four of them, do one thing. They dominate, at their individual jobs, but then they also play really good within the scheme. So they make football plays that necessarily don't show up in their stat sheet. So then linebackers like playing, behind them because what they're going to do. They don't have you out there second guessing. If they see something, you're able to move just as fast as they are because they're going to go there and own their gap that they're going. And plus they are dominant in the pass rush game and Quinnen Williams has been a one-man gang this year.
Yeah, to watch it, the word that comes to mind in watching him this year versus previous years is maturity.
Yeah.
Just watching him, the athletic arrogance seems right. to be there, where he's not doing too much. He's doing exactly what he needs to do to get the job.
So when he got drafted, he was in Alabama for 3 years and declared early. He was 20 years old. He's a young rookie. He's got a lot more years left, and he's just getting into coming into his own, and he's going to dominate the league for quite some time.
The text line, we're going to get to the text line later. I don't know why they're picking on you, Jay Foreman. They're trying to come back at you. I'll ask you this, because in this space, I've been pondering this, because I want to know who the best safeties are. And the way they broke this down was that Minkah Fitzpatrick and Hufanga, but I thought that Derwin James still deserved to be first team.
Yeah, yeah. The thing with Derwin James is he's such an explosive athlete, is just that he's always hurt.
He plays physical. Yeah, he throws his body.
Yeah, but so when you miss some games, and then Hufanga really came to stardom when they solely needed to depend on San Francisco's defense. He was kind of a Troy Polamalu. He would come off the edge. He would run down plays. He would make a tip interception. He'd have a big hit. It's kind of like you're a product of the year that the defense is having, and he's a guy that's a feature in that defense. Whereas when you look in play in and play out, week in and week out, year in and year out, Derwin James is the one that should have been up there with Fitzpatrick. But you can't go wrong with either, and that's just the way some of these all-pro teams go. The better the team, more guys benefit off it. We talk about this at the college level.
Well, Denver had a player make the all-pro team. Like that's
yeah, that lets you know.
That's a statement.
And you know who else has a really good say? You got to think though. Harrison Smith is still playing at a high level, all-pro level. Justin Bates from Cincinnati is a high level safety. Buffalo, both of their safeties, Poirier, even though he's battling through some injuries, is still productive. When he was with Micah Hyde, they had the best safety combination. They're just getting a little long in the tooth and got a little injury. So you got to think, man, the safety play in the league is doing real well. The Diggs from Seattle has 6 interceptions.
Is it because they're asking safeties to do more?
They're doing more, and they're able to be closer to the line and make more plays on the ball. And defense is a lot more aggressive with their coverage. The Tennessee Titans, Byard, their safety is really, really good. There's tons of safeties out there that are kind of at or close to the pro or all pro level. So you can't go wrong with none of these four. I like their corners. Jahir Alexander, I think he benefited off of that one game against
I thought he'd talk himself out of some votes.
He talked himself into All-Pro. He didn't have an All-Pro year. Yeah. He had an All-Pro day, which led to an All-Pro year. Bradberry has been very, very good. Came up there from Carolina. Sauce Gardner has been everything that you advertised and then some.
Yep.
And Patrick Surtain has just came in and been that dude. So those two dudes are number one. There's some other corners I would have liked to see in there, but you can't really go wrong with any of these guys. Really, to be honest with you, quiet as kept. I know a couple different times he's gotten taken to the rack, but don't think Patrick Peterson hasn't been locking cats down. Don't think the young man down at New Orleans Saints hasn't been locking guys down. And, there's some pretty good corner play overall throughout the league. Probably not as much depth as it has been, because I think some of the veteran players kind of –
You don't have the spotlight corners like you had. You don't have Revis Island. You don't have prime time.
You got to think Jalen Ramsey isn't on there. You think that you'd like to think he'd be a lock. Now, he came on late, but he didn't have a good season this year up to his standard.
Little things that were in play with him that I imagine players around the league talking about,
right.
Hey, there's a thing you can get against Jalen this year that you haven't been able to get in the past.
The attention to detail along with the lack of true pass rush there, so you can't gamble. And you got to think, Diggs from Dallas was he was the All Pro last year.
Whoops.
And then the double move has came back to bite him some.
Hello.
So there's a lot of and you know what? Let's not be quiet as cat. Sauce Gardner's partner is just as good as well. Yeah. And so there's a lot of good corners out there, young. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a battle now. Who coming out of these off seasons? Oh, DP made it. So now I need to go back to my bag. I got to do
gotta
it.
Got to get in the you lab. Know,
right.
Got to get in the lab. Right.
It motivates guys.
Well, you know, what happens is those Pro Bowl guys get their workouts together. That's the big thing about Pro Bowl is that the rearranging of off-season workout groups happens. And this is what it is. We'll throw the break. Final segment of Old School coming up. Jay Foreman, this is a text. I'm going to go ahead and set you free on him. This dude talking about you, I'm going to let you talk back. Jay Foreman.
This is 785?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, man, we're going to talk a little bit, man. We're going to talk a little bit.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.